Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into some ancient wisdom that honestly feels incredibly relevant. It's kind of surprising how much it speaks to our often noisy modern world. We're focusing on Psalm 12. It's this really powerful piece, almost raw, from King David. And what we want to do is unpack its insights, you know, about truth, integrity, trust, especially when everything feels like conflicting messages. We'll look at what it says that the ancient context, but then really connect it to us today, how it might challenge us, maybe strengthen our faith. Okay, let's unpack this. So this psalm, it kicks off with David sounding pretty distressed, right? Almost like a lament about truth just disappearing. What's the core message he's getting at here?
It really is striking. Psalm 12 is, at its heart, a desperate plea. He's asking God for help because the foundations seem to be crumbling. He starts around, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth." It's like he looks around and the trustworthy people, the faithful, they're just failing, vanishing.
It's not just a few bad examples, then it's systemic.
Exactly. He sees it as widespread. And the core problem isn't just actions, it's words. He says, they speak vanity with flattering lips and with a double heart. That's the phrase.
Double heart. Yeah, that really stands out. What does that imply? More than just lying.
Oh, much more. It's deep duplicity, saying one thing, meaning another. It's manipulative speech, empty, but designed to deceive. And they're not even subtle about it. They boast, "With our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own, who is Lord over us."
Wow. That's bold. Basically saying, we can say whatever we want. Truth is irrelevant.
Precisely. A complete rejection of any higher authority, any moral standard over their words. It's chilling, really. But then comes the turning point. God responds right into this mess. He declares, "For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise. I will set him in safety."
So God hears the vulnerable, even when society seems full of these arrogant voices.
Exactly. He promises intervention, justice for those being crushed by deceit and power.
And then David makes this really stark contrast, doesn't he, between those human words and God's words.
He does. It's beautiful. He says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times."
Seven times. That sounds intense. What does that signify?
It signifies absolute purity. Think about refining silver seven times was like the ultimate process back then. Every single impurity burned away. It means God's words are completely reliable, tested, flawless, the gold standard, you could say.
Okay, that's a powerful image. But the psalm ends on a bit of a down note, doesn't it?
It does. It concludes with this observation, "The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted." It's a grim picture, a society where the worst kinds of people are actually rising to the top, and immorality is just everywhere.
Phew. Yeah, even just summarizing it, you feel the weight. And it's hard not to see parallels today. This is where it gets really interesting, right? These ancient observations, that they hold these timeless insights. What are some of those key wisdom points that leap out?
Well, what's fascinating is how directly they hit home now. First, the psalm screams that words have power, real power, destructive power. David's describing manipulation, doublespeak. The wisdom here is that dishonest speech isn't just misleading. It actually weakens the whole fabric of society. It makes trust impossible.
So words create the environment we live in.
They absolutely do. Second, it tackles flattery head on. It says flattery isn't friendship, it's manipulation. Those flattering lips and a double heart, the text is clear. This isn't just annoying, it's dangerous. It masks selfish motives. It stops you hearing truth because it only serves the flatterer.
It's a tool, not just insincere praise.
Exactly, a tool. Third, and this one's maybe deeper, silence isn't neutral. When the godly man disappears, it's not just a statistic. It signals moral decay. The wisdom is when good people go silent or just check out, falsehood thrives, it spreads. Inaction fuels the fire.
Oof. Yeah, that's a challenging thought. Complicity through silence.
It is. Then fourth, we get this anchor. God's words are the gold standard. The contrast is deliberate. Human words might be cheap, deceitful, but God's words, pure, refined like silver seven times. This means divine truth doesn't shift with trends. It's been tested. It's reliable. It's something you can actually build on.
Tested truth, not just claimed truth. That's a big difference.
Huge difference. And finally, maybe the most crucial for how we live, God defends the vulnerable. That pivot point where God says he'll act, that's central. The enduring wisdom is that God consistently sides with the mistreated, the overlooked, even when powerful people ignore them or cause their suffering. It's about divine justice.
And a model for us, presumably.
Absolutely. So yeah, Psalm 12 isn't just history, it's an invitation. Become guardians of integrity. Align with a God of truth and justice.
That really shifts it from just reading an old text to something active. So let's talk about that. What does this mean for us right now? How does this ancient wisdom apply today? And importantly, how can it genuinely encourage us to live differently, maybe strengthen our faith?
Okay, this is where it gets really practical. First, it's a direct call to combat the culture of spin with honesty. I mean, we're swimming in PR, branding, curated online lives.
Perception is everything, right?
That's the message we get. But Psalm 12 says, no, truth is more than image. Integrity matters deeply. And it feels rare, maybe even endangered. So choosing honest communication in our jobs, families, online, that becomes an act of obedience. It builds faith because we're reflecting God's nature, which is truth.
It feels almost countercultural sometimes, just being straight up honest.
It really can. Second, we need to call out manipulative language. Flattery, doublespeak, they're alive and well. In boardrooms, politics, social media, everywhere. Psalm 12 pushes us to be discerning, to question words that just tell us what we want to hear. This discernment isn't cynicism. It's faith building. It helps us hold on to what's genuinely true.
So developing a kind of truth radar.
Kind of, yeah. Third, and this connects to God's heart, we need to protect the vulnerable in a world that talks over them. Remember verse 5. God acts for the oppressed, hears their sighs. This challenges us. Amplify unheard voices. Speak up for others, not just protect our own comfort. This is real, active compassion. It's obedience that shows our faith is alive, reflecting God's justice.
It feels very tangible. Less about big gestures, more about daily awareness.
Exactly. Fourth, in this age of, you know, fake news and echo chambers, we have to build our lives on tested truth. God's words are purified 7 times. That's our model. Seek truth that's endured, that's been tested, not just what's trending or feels good right now.
Like building on rock versus sand.
Precisely. Anchoring ourselves in God's consistent truth, revealed in his word, gives real stability. That strengthens faith in a chaotic world. And finally, the psalm pushes us to resist the normalization of evil. That ending is stark. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. It shows that when bad behavior gets rewarded or even just accepted, it multiplies. It becomes normal.
What society celebrates, it gets more of.
Exactly. So standing against that, refusing to just go along with what's wrong, even if it's popular, that takes moral courage. It's obedience. It shows our faith isn't just internal. It actively engages with the world for what's right. So you see, Psalm 12 isn't just a complaint from the past. It's really this powerful invitation to live differently now, to be guardians of integrity.
That's a powerful takeaway. Psalm 12 really does offer this anchor, doesn't it? An anchor of truth and integrity in a world that often feels lost in spin. It challenges us to live differently and to trust a God who is truth.
Absolutely. When truth feels rare and lies are loud, maybe the call is, let your words be tested, not just trendy.
That really resonates. And it leads to a question for you listening right now. In this world full of noise and half-truths, how will you choose to anchor your words and really your life in tested truth?